Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Dan Ford. Batting second. The first baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fritzy Connolly. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Storm Davis. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting sixth. The DH, Joe Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bert Blyevan. And now, play ball. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Ford moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Franco reaches second base with a double. Butler moves to third. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Butler scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gross scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Connolly moves to third. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Dempsey moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata fields it and throws to second for the out. Carter scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Hall moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Vukovich hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Hall scores. Tabler goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. Nate Snell now pitching. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 1 in the game. Sakata strikes out. 1 out. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Connolly hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ford moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ford scores. Gross moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Roenick now playing left field. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snell spins and fires to second, and Franco is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 2 in the game. Sakata hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheets moves to second. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Connolly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dempsey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Orioles, 5, Indians, 5. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Lynn chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Ripken. Ripken fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Ripken. Tabler scores. Vukovich goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-5, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Benton pinch hits for Tony Bernazard. Butch Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is walked intentionally. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. Benton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Franco hits a pop-up towards first. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Von Olin now pitching. Floyd Rayford pinch hits for Wayne Gross. Mike Fishlin now playing second base. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 5. The Indians will come to bat. Floyd Rayford now playing third base. Fritzy Connolly now playing first base. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Connolly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-1 in the game. Roenick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Young pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sakata hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Young now playing right field. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Martinez, and towards Sakata, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-1 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Orioles 5. The Indians will come to bat. Don Oss now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Butler bunts towards first. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Franco reaches second base with a double. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Franco moves to third. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Tabler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-5, Indians. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Tom Waddell now pitching. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Gary Roenick. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive towards first. Tabler catches it and throws to second to double up Ripken. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.